On February 12, 1910, Forrest McNair saved a Houston fireman.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
Early that cool Texas evening, a fire broke out in a three-story brick building that housed a hardware company where explosive materials were sold. Fireman Charles Rogers was fighting the blaze from an aerial ladder when the cable supporting the ladder extension touched a live electrical wire and was severed. The falling ladder caught Rogers' foot, and the stricken fireman dangled 35 feet above the ground near a burning window. Even worse, current from the live wire coursed through the truck. Two firemen who tried to climb up to Rogers were jolted off the truck by the charge. McNair, a 34-year-old contractor and architect, arrived. Even though he was warned away, he jumped up and grabbed the ladder. Carefully grasping only its wooden rungs, he climbed up to Rogers. However, when McNair reached up and touched the fallen fireman, a shock sent him flying backwards. As he fell, McNair jarred the ladder, just enough to let Rogers release his foot and slide down. Though disabled for 4 months, Rogers survived. Knocked unconscious by the fall, McNair was treated 6 weeks for his wounds and burns, but he also recovered.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. I'm Barbara Sieg Taylor.
And I'm